Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring you the best in cantorial, Yiddish, Israeli, and American Jewish music, a little comedy every so often, and some of your favorites for sure, certainly some of my favorites. If you've been tuning in a little earlier, around 8:30, I started to play an album, A Taste of Shabbos, Suki and Ding presents. This is from, 1987, 22 years ago, a wonderful, wonderful album, A Taste of Shabbos. Okay, well, how was your weekend? Did you get a chance to see the fireworks? They were quite magnificent, weren't they? Well, okay, so you didn't get to the Hudson River. You thought it was on the east side? No, it was on the Hudson side. I think it was celebrating 100 years since the discovery of the Hudson River, or 200 years or something like that. 300 years? Whatever it was magnificent, and I hope that you had a great weekend, and I hope you're ready for 2 hours of some fun. Well, some fun. Yesterday, Helen and I attended a wonderful, wonderful simcha. It was the wedding of Aryeh and Leah. Aryeh is the son of Lynn Steinberg. You know Alan Steinberg. And it was just a wonderful event. And I would like to dedicate this next selection in honor of this happy event. And this is Aaron Ben Susan with the Sheva Brachas. That's not Sheva Brachas, is it? That's Ana Avda. It skipped to the first, so let's get to Sheva Brachas coming right up. Here we go.
Yotzer
That you were listening to that. It was a beautiful, beautiful version. And that was Aaron Ben Susan. You know, he's a Sephardi, and it's appropriate that we started with him because the next several selections will be dedicated to the memory of the late Joe Amor, Yosef Joe Amor. He died this about a week or so ago on June 26th. At the age of 79 in Brooklyn, where he had been living with his children. Joe Amor, who was born in Morocco, June 1st, 1930. In 1956, at the age of 26, he emigrated to Israel, where he lived on Moshav Yad Rambam. His funeral took place at the Moshav. He was a pioneer in the introduction of Moroccan Jewish liturgical music in Israel. He became associated with Mizrahi music, mixing the melodies of traditional Sephardic melodies and with Arabic music and Western music. He was a favorite of the newly arrived Sephardic immigrants to the country in the 50s and the 60s. The lyrics of his songs discussed the personal and social problems and joys of Middle Eastern immigrants who sought to find a place in Israel society. He tried to introduce Mizrahi music to mainstream Israeli culture, But he didn't succeed. And in 1970, he left Israel for the United States, where he became a noted chazan. Sadly, he was wheelchair-bound after having suffered a stroke in 2000. And 2 years ago, he suffered a second stroke, which worsened the condition of his Parkinson's disease. He was a wonderful musician. He had a great voice. He composed a lot of his own songs. And I have over 20 of his albums. I'm going to play a few of his most noted selections. And I think we'll start off with V'li Yerushalayim Yerchoa. This is a 1969 Greater Recording Company album with the Epstein Brothers Orchestra. So let's hear Joe Amar, the late Joe Amar.
Yerushalayim Eirecha Berachamim Etashu Vetishkun Betocha Kaasher dibareta velirushalayim eirecha Dibarta Uvene otah bekarov Uvene otah bekarov Uvene Yerushalayim Eirecha Berachamim Tashuv Baruch Atah Ha'Kadosh Bone Yerushalayim.
How do you like that? You haven't heard Joe Amore in the past? Oh, he was something. And a few years later, he had this selection that he wrote. It was one of his all-time winning performances. It was Barcelona. If you're not familiar with it, get ready for a really fun selection. Barcelona, late Joe Amore.
Havarech kavash levavi, oh, 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 Barcelona. Lachebeti metav shirati, nakabeli zochurati, fenazichri etehet koli. Kemiskeret la ahava lo. Klemetar im gitara im mandolina avarti dare ya bashavaya ho 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 barce.
Barcelona, that was Joe Amore. A couple more selections of his coming up, but it's interesting. I was doing a little research on the population of Israel, Mizrahi, or Oriental, versus Ashkenazim. The latest figures were from 1996, when there were 4.6 million Jews living in Israel. Today, it's a little over 6 million. So I guess we could up these numbers by a third. Guess which country, the top three or four countries for the Mizrahi, the country of origin, and the populations. Well, in 1996, there were 700,000 from Morocco. So that's probably about 800,000, 900,000 today. And the next largest group, Iraq. In those days, it was 355,000. It's probably about 450,000 right now. So you had Morocco, Iraq, and then where? Yemen. Yemen had almost a quarter of a million and probably around 300,000 today. And then the fourth was Iran, almost 200,000. There's probably close to a quarter of a million from Iran. And then you have lesser numbers from Algeria, Turkey, Libya, Egypt, there were 100,000, Ethiopia, 70,000, and India and Pakistan, there were 60,000. So I was fascinated to see that Morocco had the highest number, actually twice, more than twice the number than from Iraq. And then you had Yemen, Iran, Algeria, and Turkey. Going to the Ashkenazim, which are about 50% of the population, see if you can guess the top three countries of origin. Okay, FSU, former Soviet Union, in those days was almost a million. It's probably about a million and a half today. Poland was number two with 380,000, and that's probably close to 450 today. And then Romania. So the top three countries of origin for the Ashkenazim were Russia, way, way ahead, three times as many as from Poland or from Romania. And then the remaining countries, other Europe, other European, North America, only had about 130,000 in those days, so maybe it's 140,000 today. And then you had Germany, Austria, a little over 100,000, Latin America, Bulgaria and Greece, about 100,000, Hungary and Czechoslovakia. Okay, very interesting. I hope you found that interesting. I never would have guessed Morocco, and of course, that had to be very frustrating for Joe Amar when he was there in the 60s, 50s and the 60s, trying to break through the Ashkenazi hold on the music. And sadly, he did not succeed. But he did succeed in recording some wonderful, wonderful music. And he was a great chazan here in America. Let's go to another very popular selection of his that he wrote. And this is Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe.
Yeah.
ישמח משה. במתנת חלקו, במתנת חלקו. ומה נתת לו, ומה נתת לו, כתר בראשו נתת לו, נתת לו, נתת לו.
If you tuned in a little late, we've been playing some selections honoring the memory of the late great Joe Amar, who passed away a little over a week ago at the age of 79. Well, you know, I've been doing a Lecha Dodi marathon, and let's get Joe Amar and the Mizmor Shir Choir and their classic version of Lecha Dodi.
Gamene simeha malketa.
Adadi,
adadi,
nachala,
nachala,
pedeshava,
Is this the first time you ever heard Joe Amar? Well, it's not going to be the last, because I will be going to my storage unit and pick up the other 16 or 17 albums of Joe Amar. I'm going to be listening to them, and I'll be sharing more of his wonderful music with you in the future. And I think this last selection that I'm playing just for tonight of Joe Amar, somehow or other, signifies the joy and the pleasure that he had in singing. Of course, he had a very special sound. I'm sure you'll agree to that. This is Lashir to sing, and it's certainly something very, very appropriate when you think of Joe Amar.
Thank you.
Bashir Joe Amar, born in Morocco, June 1st, 1930, and he died on June 26th, this past June 26th, at the age of 79 here in Brooklyn. We'll hear more of Joe Amar clearly in the future. Let's go now to Avram Fried with May Ein Olam Haba. This is Avram Fried.
Ma yididus menu chasei Ha 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 shabbos hamalko Bechei noruz likrosei Boi chalo nesubucho Levo shebigdei chamudois Lehar likne yiyir ne yiyir Biverocho Boi batei chel kolu avoidois Boi sasu melo avoocho Slobet dovogim Lehei erev mazminim Koho minei matamim Oy mi bi yoy di yo Oy mu vohonim Tane goylim mefluvu tovomim Oy velare vovovoy Kamo minim Shesoy si yei nois Mevusomim Vesafenu kei mahatanim Bechol sholosh peret yovomim Nachlas Yaakov Yirosh Beli Metzorim Nachalo Vichabdu Shir Morosh Ay Vesizku Ay Ligeyu Elo Yom Shabbosim Tishmo Voirum V'hissem li tzegumud lo Ay sheshes yomim tahapo yidu Uvashvi yino hogilo Le'bisane le'bisanu gim Bare bovorim uslo vedohogim Echafotzecho bovo yasurim וגם לך שוי וחש בוי נויס הירי יורי יגינו את האורים ולשעדיך בוי נויס אי וסינוי כללם דוי סייפר
אי נוי נוי נוי
נוי אוי למה נצא יפי נגינוי
אי נוי 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 שפר איך תובו פינוי סירו מחנוי סוי להיסנה בסנוגי ברי בוגורים וסלובי דהוגי מיינו ילום הבור יוי משבוס מנוחו כל המסנגים בו יסקו לרוי שמחו אוי מיין אוי לום הבו יוי משבוס מנוחו היי כל המסנגים בו יזכו לרוי שמחו מחבלי מושיע יצאו לרבו אחרו
Avram Fried with Me'ein Olam Habo. That's a composition by Reb Herzl Schachter. Well, one of my favorite boys' choirs is Tzlil V'Zemer. This is Avram Rosenberg's Tzlil V'Zemer Boys' Choir. And let's hear Menucha V'Simcha.
La la la
Leel Vizemmer, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you're enjoying this music so far. A lot more to come. Of course, the second hour is strictly Chazanis. I always have a problem, though, when I have a Chazan singing Yiddish. Now, does that belong in the first hour, or does that belong in the second hour? Well, the truth of the matter is, I just do as I feel. Sometimes it goes in the first hour, sometimes in the second. There is no law on this, nothing strict. But I'm going to play the great Label of Waldman. This is the non-Chazanist part of the program. And this is a Yid Darf Gein in Shul. A Jew must go to Shul.
Es ist gewein a Zeit amul, wenn jeder Jid ist gegangen in Schul. Der Frommer, der Freier, a vielen Du in der Welt der Nahe, nit bloß ein Mul in a Jur. Hat geruht in Schul die Schinne, Begila Berina, von dem Chasen mit sein Chor. In jede Chasen hat gebeten für sein Kehille, beim Menschen rechodisch die Scheine Twille. Hier ruht sein, soll sein dein guter Willen. Hashem Eloikeinu, Willkei Avoiseinu, du sollst mein Bakusche, Gott nu, der Fiel. Mich also nisim, 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 la Avoiseinu. Hat Gott gewissen seine Wien der zu eurer Älteren, oh, in zu meine. Als der Jid hat gelebt, glich lach, oh, ja, viele in Golus, in alle Länder zu wischen, alle Chamolus. Chaverim kol Yisruel, ayit af kein Yisruel. Chaverim kol Yisruel, ayit af kein Yisruel. In zogen ben oem arumen. Chaverim kol Yisruel, ayit af kein Yisruel. In zogen ben oem arumen. Chaverim kol Yisruel, ayit af kein Yisruel. Chaverim kol Yisruel, ayit af kein Yisruel. In zogen ben oem Marumen, Chaverim kol Yisruel, ayit af kein Yisruel. In zogen ben oem Marumen, ben oem Mar.
Well, I guess you have to go and say V'nomar Amen and say Amen. That was Label of Waldman. Well, you know that we've been having a Lecha Dodi marathon, and I have told you that in preparing the programs for since I've returned to the airwaves, if you will, this is the 17th week, by the way, for the new the new version of 2 Hours of Jewish Soul. I kept coming across so many different versions of L'chod Dodi, something like 35 or 40. And I've had Mordechai Ben David, Kalbach, Shimon Kugel, Yaakov Kusevitzky, Dua Reim. Last week I played one version by Yoel Sharabi. Let's hear his version of Bowie Shalom. This is Yoel Sharabi. That was Yoel Sharabi. And by the way, if you want to reach me, you know it's cbjmusic@aol.com. CB for Charlie Bernhout and J for Jewish. cbjmusic@aol.com. One more quick L'chod Dodi, and then we'll get to the Chazonis. This is the Shema Kolenu group. Shema Kolenu.
Bala, come sala tu khamune amse gula boi khala boi khala boi bishado ateles pala sala tu femune am segula boi khala boi khala boi khala boi khala fado di ikras kala kabela lado di the cross kala in a shabas kabela
Shibone Beisan